terms of the normalcy of your routine, have you ever had a succession of weeks in which you had a Sunday night game, a bye, a Monday night game, and then another Sunday night game, a period of almost a month where you're outside of the normal Sunday afternoon routine? And does that affect the way you're operating and organizing your team?
You know, I can't recall. I'm sure there has been some time since I've been in the NFL, either as a head coach or assistant, where we've had a schedule like this. But, you know, I really don't kind of get involved with that. I try not to think about it because, you know, whatever schedule they give you, you know you got to play it out regardless if it's Christmas, New Year's, and you kind of just deal with a hand you're dealt. And I think our players do a good job relative to the bye week or Thanksgiving game. And I think if you make a big deal about it, then it's a big deal. If you understand that this is a National Football League and everybody's got to deal with their schedule, and sometimes there's pluses, other times there are minuses, and I think if you approach it that way, then I don't think the players look at it as a big deal.
When you watch McNair, does he look a little rejuvenated this year from the last week?
Well, you know, he's always looked pretty good to me. You know, he was in the Pro Bowl and had a chance to spend a little time with him, and you know, he's a class guy, and he can make some big plays. Right at the end of the Pro Bowl, he threw that one ball to Rod Smith. It was just an unbelievable throw and run, and he's been good for a long time.
Is he like that missing ingredient that the Ravens haven't had the last couple of years? In a sense, he's like a finisher because he knows what to do.
Well, he's won, two games in the last minute. That hasn't been done for a while, and he's played extremely well, especially in the fourth quarter. But this is a team that, we talked about the 2000 Baltimore Ravens. We talked about their defense and how good they were when they won the Super Bowl. You know, this defense, after a quarter of the season, almost beats it in every statistical area. So, they've been playing some great defense, and that's talking about points, it's talking about turnovers, it's talking about rushing defense, passing defense. They're playing extremely well. And offensively, they're scoring points. They're scoring more points than they did when they did win the Super Bowl, and I think their offense is ranked like 16th. So, they're playing a good team concept, offense, defense, and I think we know what they've done in special teams. Last year, one in punt return. This year, one in kickoff return. Always been in a top, I think, three or four with return yardage. So, they're a team that deserves to be 4-0. It'll be a great challenge to our team.
What makes Ray Lewis such a special middle linebacker? For a lot of years you've been in this league, could you safely put him as one of the greatest of all time?
Well, I know one thing. I sure don't like to play against him. He's a great one. Anytime you're two-time MVP in the National Football League, it shows you the respect that you have amongst your peers. And to me, that's the biggest compliment you can have. Well, we think we can run against everybody. It's very seldom you go against a team that's giving up 2 yards a rush on the road or 2.6 over the season. That doesn't happen very often. So it'll be a great challenge for us. But, there's a defense that believes they can stop it, an offense that believes they can run it, and it's always been tough. They've been very good for a number of years on defense, and when you do get the yardage, you earn it. Well, number one, if we're going to use a part of our game plan, I don't think I'd share it. No, I don't think so, but I might since we're pretty close over the years. I'd share that with you, but not with everybody else in the room. But to be honest with you, I think people forget that, with the bootleg, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. There's been many years that we haven't used a bootleg in 3 games, but we've been effective offensively, and no one's ever mentioned it. But when you haven't been productive on offense, either in point production or yardage, there's a reason why, and a lot of people will tend to talk about the bootleg. But we're going to adjust just like we have through the years, and hopefully we'll be more productive, and this will be a great challenge for us because, what a great job Baltimore has been doing on defense, at least through the first quarter of the season, and obviously their stats speak for itself. Well, it's not just our offense. It's any offense. You take a look at what they've done over a number of years. They've been pretty good unless they've had injuries. They're just a good defensive team. one of the reasons why, you know, they're in the tops statistically. They do a good job rushing the or stopping the run. They do a great job in their one-on-one coverage with the skill they have at the cornerback and the safety positions, and great team speed, play extremely hard, and you're going to, you know, what you can't do is you can't turn the football over, and you got to find a way to win. You got to come up with some big plays, you know, throughout the game.
What do you think they've been able to maintain that success? Because not a whole lot of guys have left on the defense.
Pardon me?
What do you think they've been able to maintain that success, even though a lot of players have changed?
Well, players always change, but, you know, from last year they played extremely well, and there's not a big change this year. You got Trevor, and you got a healthy Ray Lewis, and you got their first rounder. Besides that, it's the same team. And, you know, last year people forget they were fifth in the National Football League on defense last year, and they had a lot of injuries last year. So, you know, this isn't a surprise. You know, they've really been doing a great job taking care of the ball on offense. They've only had four turnovers in four games. You know, we were 16 last year, and we had won a game, and we led the National Football League in the fewest turnovers. So they're doing a great job on both sides of the football. Yeah, Trevor's playing extremely well. You know, they do a lot of different things on defense that have caused a lot of offenses problems. You know, they got a little bit different scheme, and you know, a lot of zone blitzes, max blitzes. They really keep you off balance, and you know, Trevor's so smart and bright, he fits in the scheme extremely well. Say that again.
Your offense is traditionally, you get off to good starts in games, and you haven't scored a point this year in the first quarter.
Yeah. We just thought we'd try different this year. You know, we got tired of being so good for so many years, and I said, hey, hell with it. We're going to go the other way and still try to find a way to win. So far, it's working. So you said I didn't have a personality. You were the guy. No, I'm just teasing. Anything else? You know, it's tough to depart with any player that you've been with, you know, especially guys like Mike and Trevor that you've went to war with, you've won a lot of games with, and, you know, the utmost character is always tough to depart. And the salary cap has a lot to do with those things. You'd like to have, you know, guys on your team for the length of their career, but, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out. But like you mentioned, you know, Mike and Trevor, you know, two guys that have been very productive for us, you know, through the years, and sure you hate to see him go.
Mike, could you imagine a quarterback this day and age with the way offenses are so complex, calling his own game like they did 50 years ago?
You know, you could call it. The thing that's hard is the substituted defenses, the personnel groupings. There's just so much more involved than there used to be. Number of players and what defenses can do. You know, you get a quarterback that's, you know, an experienced quarterback, and, you know, he wants to do it. He relishes the opportunity to study defense and really is a student of the game, just like a coach. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, you've got to really work at it. I mean, a guy like Peyton Manning, I mean, he's like a coach on the field, you know, just being with him in a Pro Bowl. I mean, you could tell that, you know, it's just a way of life with him. You know, football was something that he enjoyed doing 365 days a year. Those are unusual type guys. There's not very many guys like that want to have all that responsibility on their shoulders.
But could you imagine yourself handing off all that responsibility and having a guy out there that you just like follow everything?
What you have to do, even though he calls it, it's not like he, you know, you're kind of like on the field, you know, as a coach. So he's looking at things the way you do. Oh, you'd embrace that if you had a guy with that type of ability. He's putting you in the best situation most of the time. Now, sometimes I think you could put too much on a guy and put a little bit too much pressure on the guy and maybe take some of that responsibility away from him. But it's a fine line. You've got to understand your personnel. You've got to deal with the personalities. And sometimes it works and other times it doesn't, depending on who it is.
Mike,